Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You can email us at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S at gmail.com. I'm looking forward to your questions. Or you can call 877-711-5211 to get me online anytime. And before we go back to our top medical news stories of the week, and we're going to talk about the five behaviors that in the Nurses' Health Study and in the new study on Swedish, on the 20,700 Swedish men, decreased heart attacks by 80%, decreased all-cause mortality in the nurses' study by 90%, those same five behaviors. Before I tell you about that and how many people actually do them, let's ask a question. This is from Shelley Z. In Las Palmas, California. I hear that getting enough vitamin D is important for good health, but also that lots of supplements of D2 and D3 aren't reliable. How can I make sure I'm getting the right stuff? Well, Shelley, you're right. There's a recent study that found that the actual doses of vitamin D2, D3 in over-the-counter and compounded supplements varied from 90 to 156% of the amount on the label. And if you're taking a vitamin D supplement because you're deficient, and 50 to 90% of the United States are deficient at a level of 17.6, we think you should get a level of 35 to 80. No side effects till you get over 100. So we think you should take D2, D3, which is the form your body needs, at least start with 1,000 units and then get it measured. Well, the problem is that even though vitamin supplements don't need FDA approval, they've been working hard to get this problem solved. But even companies that make excellent vitamin products, Nature Made makes excellent products, their supplement bottles will vary from lot to lot. No one knows why D2, D3. So I think you should get two different supplement varieties of D2, D3. Take 1,000 units each, or 1,000 units of one on one day and 1,000 units of the other on another day. Get your level measured and find out that you're getting the right amount. We don't know why some of them have none of the active component or very little of the active component, even some from the same company. Remember, you want to shoot for a level above 35. There's pretty good data that a level above 35 decreases your overall risk of both death and of specific diseases such as heart disease, dementia, a whole bunch of different cancers as well. So get your level measured. Let's go back to the news of the week. Thank you for the question, by the way. And I've forgotten the name of the person who asked me, so I'm going to look it up again on the email. That was from Shelley Z. in Las Palmas, California. And by the way, Evelyn Q. From Syracuse has sent me a question for our guest at the bottom of the hour, Al Vernacchio. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. V-E-R-N-A-C-C-H-I-O, for goodness sex. For goodness sex, changing the way we talk to teens about sexuality, values, and health. In any case, so feel free to send me questions for Al Vernacchio or just on any subject in medicine. We'll try and get them answered. This is the study of 20,700 Swedish men, 45 to 79 years of old, in 1979, who were followed for 12 years. They had no history of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol at the start, and they were tracked for the 12 years to see how they fared. They looked at five health behaviors specifically because when they analyzed the data, if you did all five of these, eating a healthy diet, had a weight that was a waist size that was half or less of your height, which is a normal weight, you did 30 minutes of exercise, even walking counts a day, you did not smoke, and you did not drink alcohol in excess, you had an 80% reduction in your heart attack rate. That's almost the same as in the nurse's health study, where they also showed those five behaviors were associated with a 90% reduction in all-cause mortality. That is 90% reduced mortality rate over that 12-year period. Remarkable. Unfortunately, only 212 of the 20,000 men did all five behaviors. Only three of those had heart attacks, as opposed to if you didn't do all five behaviors, for example, of the, let me try and get the data exactly, because it was, I think it was 216 heart attacks. No, here is, of the 1,724 men who didn't practice any of the healthy behaviors, 166 of them had heart attacks, or 10% in that, roughly 10% in that 12-year period. Again, the healthy behaviors, eating a nutritious diet without saturated fat and added sugars, having a waist half your height, exercising for 30 minutes a day, even walking counts, not smoking and not drinking alcohol in excess, but drinking a little bit of alcohol every day. This is the same effect as we found in women in the nurses' health study done in the United States about 15 years ago. Meyer Stamper is the first author of that, if you're looking for it. And it is similar to the data from Dr. Esselstyn's study, that 89% of the people in his group of 202 men could follow his diet, and only, I think, 2% of those who followed his diet ended up with a recurrent heart attack or new or progression of their heart attack symptoms. So this is really remarkable data. You get a lifestyle do-over if you want it. But now the question is, why is only 4% of nurses, are should be our health educators, right? They should be the ones who teach us. Why are only 4% of our American nurses, or why are only 1% of these 20,000 Swedish men doing the five healthy behaviors? And basically, I think it is what my ping pong player said to me today. My ping pong opponent, as you know, on Thursdays I play ping pong with a gentleman who gives me wisdom all the time. And today I got killed. Last time I won three games. Today I got killed for all three games. But when I asked him why he thought it was, he said, same reason for me that I don't do all these things is I don't think we believe the data. We don't believe that's me. We think we're something different, that our genetics are something different. Well, these are large studies, 20,700 people in Sweden, 99,000 nurses and health professionals, 200 people who had chest pain and already had heart attacks in the Dr. Esselstyn study, another serious number of patients, I think it's 600 in the Dean Ornish studies. This is everyone. You get a do-over if you want it, but you've got to take it. You've got to take those five behaviors and change the behaviors if you're going to do it. And that's the data, unfortunately. When we come back, we have a whole slew of more medical news stories that are important. The way cancer is being fought is changing, and we'll talk about that, if not in the end of the first hour, in the second hour. For the next half hour, though, we have a great guest, Al Vernacchio, for Goodness Sex, Changing the Way We Talk to Teens About Sexuality, Values, and Health. How do I know he's a good interviewer? Because he's been as a TED speaker. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I've got a couple questions for Al already. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can call in 877-711-5211.